This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday total victory in Gaza was within reach, rejecting the latest offer from Hamas for a ceasefire to ensure the return of hostages still held in the besieged enclave. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hamas had proposed a ceasefire of 4.5 months, during which the militants would release all the remaining Israeli hostages, or the bodies, of those kidnapped during an October 7th rampage through Israeli communities that left 1,200 dead. In exchange, Hamas demanded Israel withdraw its troops from the Gaza Strip, followed by an agreement on an end to the war. But Israel has repeatedly ruled out anything other than a temporary ceasefire to effect the return of captives or that leaves Hamas in control of Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The White House is focused on getting a Ukraine aid package through the U.S. Congress, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Wednesday.
There is no alternative to the United States stepping up to the plate and providing a level of resources that allow Ukraine to have the artillery, the air defense systems, and the other capabilities they need. And time is of the essence in this regard. So we are going to stay focused on that, and we believe that we still can and will deliver it.
Sullivan, during a joint press conference with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who said it was vital Congress agreed on continued support for Ukraine in the near future. An American airstrike in Iraq killed a commander of a pro-Iran armed group Wednesday who was involved in attacks on Washington's troops, the U.S. military said. The strike came in response to attacks on U.S. service members, the Military Central Command said.